So as you come into your magnificent sacred selves for this final channel, let's just take a moment to let each breath fill us with gratitude. Let each breath fill us with the awareness of all that we've been given here. Days, nights, together, this beautiful family, this family of light and love, and how we multiply our gratitude and our grace when we're together. It's not one plus one, it's one times two, times 200. So breathe into that grace and just let it fill you up. And feel the gratitude for saying yes to this lifetime and everything that's gotten you to right here, to right now. Saying yes and thank you. And as your awareness continues to grow, expand, and heal, after this final channel, know that those days are just the beginning of a pathway closer and closer to your own true self and your journey here on this beautiful planet of Gaia.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the farewell meeting, expressed with food from Gaia. And it's not going to be very long. The message will be short. It's not necessarily going to be a summary either. I'm going to ask you whether you really have the awareness of what the messages have been in these days. We've spoken about your chemical genealogy. We've spoken about the Akash. Today we spoke about the fact that Gaia, the earth itself, is moving into a different place where even the magnetics will change. And if you put this together, you will realize there's something that is a part of you that we're trying to talk about. I want to ask you a question. When you go outside, when you go into that part that is so beautiful, even if you sit in the grass by the lake, here's my question. Is it just beautiful, or does it talk back? Is there something about the planet that actually has an energy that you can relate to that is you? Or do you separate yourself and just celebrate its beauty? Is it possible that when you walk in the wilderness, that the wind would whisper your name and the birds would sing about who you are? The A, the last letter of Gaia, is we're always there. Always there. You cannot get away from the energy of the planet. Even those who someday venture into space, create their own magnetic field, which is a simulation, so that their biology will exist for a while. Even they will feel that which they miss. Gaia. Now that hasn't happened yet. The venture outside the Earth's magnetic field has really only been to the moon, and only for a little while. What happens when humans remove themselves literally from Gaia? That is something yet to be discovered, and it will be psychological. They're going to be homesick, and they won't know why. What we want to tell you is that you are not just related to this planet. You're family to the planet. It speaks another language to you. There are some places on this planet where you can actually feel, and if you're careful, you can see that which shouldn't be there in 3D. Some have seen the lights. Some have seen the divas in the forest. Some have heard the little people. All this to say that there is life that is multidimensional, even in the rocks. There will come a day when you are able to see a quantum field, when improvements on that invention come along. You'll be able to see the patternings within the patterns. It will change your idea of what is alive and what is not. For those patterns within the patterns will respond to consciousness. And what you thought was just physics will be alive in response to you. There is so much discovery just waiting to validate everything that we have said. From a practical standpoint, you live in civilization. When you leave this place, when you wander among these places that we have talked about, I ask you to adjust your awareness just for a moment, to tune in to the language of Earth. Because it's always there. You can't get away from it. It's a loving, compassionate, beautiful energy. It's serene, and it wants you to join it. It is part of a consciousness adjustment, if you'll allow it. Isn't it true that when you walk into the forest and you're frustrated, something happens, and the frustration drops away, even for a moment or two? Why? How? They know your name. And there is life all around you. It's always there. It's there right now. When you leave the building, it's there right now. It's there in the dark and the light. It's part of the balance of the planet. You are part of everything that is. This is the message. It always has been. But the reason it's so important in this shift is because the tools that you are being delivered now for an enhancement of your consciousness are definitely related to Gaia energy. You cannot remain in a concrete jungle without giving any honor to Gaia and still have this evolvement. It isn't possible. It's the missing piece. Intellectuals will believe that they can climb in a box and be intellectual and think of everything, and they can't. The very idea of thinking of new paradigms, I'll give you a hint. You want to have new inventions? Would you like new paradigms? Would you like to make things obsolete that don't work anymore and move into new thoughts that haven't occurred to you yet? I'll give you a hint. Walk into the forest and listen, because Gaia knows it all. How many inventors do you know had their aha experience with nature and not in the laboratory? This is a hint, dear ones, that the completion of the evolutionary process of the consciousness of humanity must be related to the planet. Get out more often. Listen to the wind as it speaks your name in love, compassion. And the message that you'll hear is you deserve to be here. You're part of all of it. No mistake. And that's why Gaia knows your name. Always there. It's beautiful. What a nice way to finish with a sentiment, not just of beauty, but of family. And again, I tell you that the ancestors have given me permission to channel this information with open arms, because this is the message of the ancestors. They all knew it. They all knew it. It's a return to information that is profound, beautiful, spiritual, and always there. And so it is.